lighter side of the news, Teen Scene magazine today released the results of its annual Teen Heartthrob poll. They have declared that the dreamiest guy alive is Kirk.
Who cares?
What are you watching?
Nothing, God.
Yeah, there's gotta be.
Anyway, you're not supposed to watch TV. You promised Mom and Dad you'd actually do your homework for a change.
You don't sweat it, I will.
The Beaver, more properly known as the Castorian, is one of nature's most ambitious engineers.
And you said nothing was on.
Why, Mike, what in the world are you doing in here when you have that darn English report due?
What?
I'm gonna get you for this, Carol.
Mike, didn't you put your hand on your heart and promise to do your homework?
Dad, I will.
Well, what do we have to do, pay you to do it?
You know, I think you're onto something here, Dad.
Is that PBS Beaver special on yet? I really want to. Mike, you are supposed to be doing your English homework.
I know. What is it with you people? You act like I never do my homework or something. Come on, look, it's a crummy little 4-page English report on Raymond Chandler.
4 pages that are typed.
Researched.
Footnoted.
With bibliography.
That you should have been working on for 4 weeks.
And that is due tomorrow. And
according to your teacher,
if you don't get at least a B on this,
you won't pass the course, and that means that you
won't graduate.
Yeah!
What'd you guys do, get together and rehearse this or something?
Mike.
Mom, Dad, look, you don't have to get so excited.
Oh, we don't?
Well, look, I know that over the years, my school record hasn't exactly been terrific.
What?
Whoa!
Believe me, I know how important this report is. And I know that I kid around a lot. But there is no way that I'm going to let myself fail this course. I mean, Dad, I've even read the book. And that's why I have set everything aside this evening so I can spend the entire night in my room at my desk finishing that report, no matter how long it takes.
Hello? Mikey, sorry I'm late. Ready to split?
Show me that smile.
Ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near.
We're nowhere near the best is ready to begin.
Oh, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby. You and me,
we gotta be the luckiest dreamers ever.
You're lying. You were planning on going out tonight.
Well, Dad, if by out you mean taking off and messing around till all hours, forgetting about my very important English assignment, you are so wrong.
They are?
So what were your plans, Mike?
Watch him dance.
Well, okay, all right. Boner and I, we're merely going to take a couple of minutes to drop in on a very dear, very close friend of ours who's very nervous about this new job and who needs some support.
The man is good.
So who exactly is this very dear, very close friend?
Who?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the name is kind of slipping my mind.
Sheena Woo-Woo Berkowitz.
Oh, brother. Okay, all right. Now, before you jump to the wrong conclusion here, you should know that Sheena just got a very challenging job at Abbondanza Pizza, throwing dough in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And, Mom, Sheena's famous for needing all kinds of support.
Oh, yeah.
Boner, get out.
Jason, that's rude.
Sorry.
Mike, go to your room. Go straight to your room and get started on your paper.
And don't come out of your room until you either finish that homework or you turn 21, whichever comes first.
Are we tied up all night, Mikey?
Boner, get out!
The crowd is stunned, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Seaver is actually gonna hit the books.
And what are you kids sitting around for? Don't you have some chores to do?
Whose night is it to take out the trash?
Mike's!
Mike, take out the trash.
What?
Mike, it's your night to take out the garbage.
But I have to work on my report.
Well, you'll do that after the trash.
Oh, okay. Fine. But if I don't at least get a B in this report, it's on your heads.
Yeah.
32 seconds, not bad.
No, I didn't get out of it, Bones.
Yeah, right, sure. Listen, Woo-Woo shift ends at 8 o'clock. I want to beat the crowd and get a spot right in front of the window.
No, I'm serious, man. I gotta finish my stupid English report.
Mikey, think about what counts here. We don't got no need for English.
I can't believe it. I mean, all of my life, I've been walking past the windows of pizza parlors. And who's always in there?
Yeah, it's some porked out old guy named Guido. But now, it's Woo Woo Berkowitz.
Throwing gobs of dough high into the air, reaching up to catch him, arching her back and stretching. The perfect blend of form and function. The face, the hair.
The anchovies.
You know, I would pay money to see her toss anything in the air. Look, man, there's always tomorrow night, right?
No, not for me. You see, I'm going tonight because there could be a nuclear war tomorrow and I would never forgive myself.
Oh, great. That's great, Bob.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah, Mike, you know, when I saw you out here playing with the basketball, just wasting time, I thought to myself, well, I gotta tell you, gotta be honest here, I gotta tell you right now, Mike, I got angry. And then I thought, no, maybe my kid's really got a future in professional basketball. So why not just forget about that English report, forget about school, forget about the fact you're 5'7 and white. No, I promised myself, Mike, if you made that last shot, boy, I'd just let you party. Just sail right on into that NBA draft. I guess we both know what that last air ball cost you.
Later, Bone.
Boy, one air ball in your whole life is down the chute. Your dad is really strict.
Look, if you guys don't have any faith in me, don't beat around the bush. Just say it.
We have no faith in you.
Oh, whoa, what is that?
It's a woman in a bikini bending over.
Ben, does Mom and Dad know that you're watching that cable channel?
This isn't cable, this is the local news. This week they're examining the bikini question.
You know, the only question I got is, what's her phone number? Oh, watch out for those nasty waves.
I knew with 36 channels, there had to be something good on it.
Oh, look at that. She's getting all soaking wet. Poor baby. Look at that. Oh, boy, look at that. Whoa.
Why don't you videotape it?
Good idea. Start it up, babe. Come on.
Mom, this isn't disgusting. This is the local news.
The TV stays off for the rest of the night.
What?
Sorry, Ben, your brother can't handle the distractions.
Dad, Mom won't let me watch the news.
Mike, upstairs, and I mean now, March.
March? Mom, come on, look, we're both adults here, and you don't need to treat me like I'm some silly little child.
Go, now.
Aw, nuts. Treat me like a little kid, huh? All right, to work. Hey, where's my desk? All right, who swiped my desk?
Get to work, now.
Oh, come on, how's a guy supposed to work without a stupid desk? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, here it is. All right, a desk. Then what else? Typewriter. Hey. All right. Okay, who stole my typewriter?
I get to work.
Oh, great, just great. How is a guy supposed to type a stupid report when he... Ow. Okay. Now, where's that Raymond Chandler book? Oh, great. Hey, somebody stole my... Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of paper. I only need 4 pieces. Okay. First, I'll start with putting the paper in. All right, not bad. All right, now, my name.
Hey,
was I?
Oh, yeah. My name. All right, this is easy. No, wait a minute. I should write this out before I type it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Ticonderoga number 2. Oh, wait, just when I'm starting to...
No, Mike, I am not helping you with your paper.
How'd you know it was me?
Because it was a dumb-sounding knock. Get out.
Well, for your information, I did not come in here for your pathetic help. I'm merely here to sharpen a pencil.
All right, over there. The pencil sharpener is a little tricky.
Yeah, well, maybe for you, but men are much better at handling power tools. Oh, thanks a lot, Carol. Now, what am I supposed to do?
I thought your paper had to be typed anyway.
Yeah, but you gotta have a first draft first. Don't you know anything?
You mean you haven't even started yet?
Hey, look, what's your point?
4.0, what's yours?
Look, Carol, I have got the whole report right up here.
Where it's safe.
Look, what do you know, anyway?
I know that a cursory examination of Raymond Chandler's work won't reveal the full extent of the depth, symbolism, and import that he weaves into his stories. I mean, take The Long Goodbye, for example. I mean,
wait,
here, Chandler...
Wait. Please. Testing 1, 2, 3, please work. Testing 1, 2, 3, please work. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, what?
Well, I was saying that you were totally wrong about what you were saying before.
What was I saying?
Oh, well, about Raymond Chandler playing the cymbals.
No, Mike, I said his work was fraught with symbolism and import.
Oh, right. Well, prove it.
Prove it?
Yeah.
Well, Mike, you need only to read The Long Goodbye to see how Chandler used the metaphor of the 40s gumshoe to illustrate the plight of the modern man in the 20th century, alone fighting incredible odds. I mean, essentially, Chandler's message was that modern man hadn't traveled that far since Chaucerian days.
That's enough, Carol.
What'd I do?
Well, I'd guess about most of your brother's paper.
Oh, Mom, that is such an insult. I mean, you actually think that I would have my little sister do my work for me?
You were saying...
Hey, all right, who put that in my pocket?
I expected better of you, Carol.
One more lame excuse.
But, Mom,
one more word.
Just...
Not one syllable.
But...
Not one letter. Now, you are not to set foot outside this room until you've typed one entire page. If you understand me, bink your eyes.
Bink?
Okay, Mike, you leave me no choice except to take drastic action. Ben!
What are you going to do?
I wasn't watching the news, I swear.
Ben, how would you like to make $10?
I'd rather make 100.
10-0.
What's the job?
I want you to stand guard outside this room.
What?
If Mike comes out for any reason, you let me know.
Mom, look, if you think that Benny here, my pal, my bro, my blood, would sell me out for $10, you are so wrong. I mean, Benny couldn't live with himself, right?
No, Mom, I couldn't.
See?
For 20, I could.
10.
I can live with that.
Well, I think we've finally done it. I had to get tough. But Mike's in his room, Ben's standing guard. It's only 8 o'clock, and with any luck, an English report will soon be born.
Great.
What are you doing?
I'm, watching TV.
Why can't I hear anything?
Oh, I left the sound off so I wouldn't disturb Mike.
Well, that's very sweet, honey, but what can you watch without the sound?
This is a news special. It's an in-depth examination of the bikini question.
I didn't know there was a question.
Oh, yeah.
Your turn.
Out of the way, Ben.
Has this visit been cleared by Mom?
It has, yes.
You got something on paper?
Out of the way. Nice hat.
Thanks. Yeah, I was just gearing up with a little mood music, Dad.
In the mood now?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because this is a hostage, Mike. Yeah. This is a non-negotiable demand. I want the English report. Or you will never see your stereo alive again.
Hey, Dad, watch out for the...
What the heck happened?
No music, no friends, no food, except for whatever might be growing under his bed. No more distractions, nothing. Nothing to do except finish his paper. Oh, whatever happened to the bikini question?
They answered it. It was no. Are you sure there's nothing else up there for him to do?
Nothing. Unless he decides to clean up his room. Nah.
All right. Now I can work. Okay. Okay. Michael Siever just broken the all-time record for a nose balancing a pencil. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the impossible. The Siever is going to try with not only one, but two pencils. Oh, please let there be batteries in it. Please let there be batteries. I'll never drive over 35 again. Yes, all right. The sieve is ready to work. I'm talking red day. I'm ready to...
8:35 in Long Island is request time, and this one goes out to Mike.
Whoa.
Mike, from your dream girl, brand new tune now, from the hottest new singer in the country, Tiffany.
Flowers you gave me. Could have been, makes me want to cry. The sweet words you whispered didn't mean a thing. I guess our song is over as we began to sing.
You've done a good job. Good boy. You can go to bed now.
You guys don't have to pay me. I had fun.
Well.
Don't get excited, Dad. I was just kidding.
Sorry, honey.
Well, either he's working.
Or he escaped out the window. Oh, he fell asleep working.
Let's see how he did. The.
Go on.
There is no on.
Mike.
Mom, I'm doing great here. I'm on a roll. Oh, Dad, you're here too.
Oh, you're on a roll? This is a roll? One word, one lousy syllable in an hour and a half?
Yeah, but I spelled it right.
Oh, Mike, that's not funny.
Mom, look, I really wish I had more time to chat here, but this report is due here pretty soon.
Mike, this is not cute, amusing, or charming.
Well, Mom, I give up.
Well, I don't.
Oh, Maggie, come on, we can't help him anymore. It's not enough for us to want things for him. He's got to want them for himself. And apparently all he wants is to be a bum.
You're really mad at me, aren't you, Dad?
Yes.
No, I'm mad at myself. Oh, I really believed that you were just, well, you were bright and intelligent, just a little bit lazy. I thought maybe someday you'd snap out of it, but I've been kidding myself.
What are you saying?
Nothing that he means. Jason, tell Mike that you don't mean a word that you're saying.
I do mean it. I just think it's time, Maggie, that we should admit that we're wrong.
About what? What are you wrong about, huh? Yeah,
come on. I mean, we've been pushing you to realize your big potential. Maybe this is all the potential you've got.
It is not.
Jason!
Well, that's the only explanation, Maggie.
No, it isn't, Dad. Look, come on. I'm a goof, a clown, a total bozo. But I am not stupid.
Mike, I believe you're a total bozo.
Thanks, Mom.
Jason, what? You didn't mean that.
Well, of course I didn't mean that.
But you sounded so convincing.
Well, I hope so.
Jason, you should have started insulting Mike years ago. Where are you going?
Oh, well, now that I'm on a roll, I think I'll go and wake up Ben and tell him how disappointed I am in him.